T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The baseball game is over. It's time for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show with Tim Allen on The Fan.
And we got some good news and some bad news as the Brewers. Eric Sogard walks it off. 7-6, the Brewers pick up the victory. Bad news, no Tim Allen tonight. He'll be back tomorrow, luckily. Ryan Horvath filling in. It's time for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. And with that ending, just got to catch my breath a little bit as I almost walked out of the room right there, and Eric Sogard walks it off. Homers to right field. Jace Peterson scores, ends up kind of being the hero with a great diving catch. What a ninth inning as Josh Hader comes into that game, has no control whatsoever. 5 walks. Social media blowing up already with why is Craig Counsell leaving Josh Hader in this game? You got to let Josh Hader work out of that jam. Still can't believe what we just saw. Brewers pick up the 7-6 win. In walk-off fashion, Eric Sogard, homer into right field, Jace Peterson scores, and just wow. It's time for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Tim Allen with the night off, Ryan Horvath filling in, and I got to give credit to our producer, Austin, because before the night, he said, it's going to be a good night. We're going to pick up 2 victories as we've been in here all day long. On a Saturday, as the Bucks clinch their first-round playoff series, knocking off the Orlando Magic in 5 games. They'll play the Miami Heat coming up on Monday. And then he said, well, the Brewers are going to win as well. And it wasn't looking good there for a while as Josh Hader just didn't have it tonight. And then in the ninth inning, Eric Sogard ends up being the hero. 414-799-1250. Tweet at the show at 105.7FM, The Fan. And you could also find me on Twitter personally at Ryan Horvath. Again, as the Brewers. I just can't believe what we just saw right there. I said on the morning show that you got to sweep this series against Pittsburgh. You know, you can't just split it 2 games apiece. I wanted a sweep after what went down last weekend in Pittsburgh. And, you know, I just think with what's going around the NL Central right now, you need a sweep. You need to pile on some wins, and you got to beat up on teams that you should beat. This was a get-right series for the Brewers, and you got to get right, especially with what's going on in the NL Central as you try to keep pace with the St. Louis Cardinals. They take a tough loss today, but the Cubs beat the Reds. They play a doubleheader, a 7-inning doubleheader. Beat the Reds 3-0 in Game 1, and currently tied at 5 right now in the bottom of the 7th as you look around what's going on around the NL Central. Expanded postseason, so more teams obviously going to be able to get in. But you want to take care of business. You want to beat up on the Pirates. This is a bad team. Despite what we saw last weekend in Pittsburgh, this is a really bad team. If you look at statistically, hitting as a team, that are one of the worst, not only in the National League, but in Major League Baseball. So this is a get-right series, and you need to sweep right here. Christian Yelich homers in this game. I mean, we're going to recap everything that just went down, but what a wild, wild finish for the Brewers as they do pick up the victory. And good stuff. Good stuff at the end of this one. 414-799-1250. Again, you can tweet at the show at 105.7FM, The Fan. as the Brewers, they fall behind 1-0 in this game. In the first inning, Josh Bell with a sack fly to right. It scores Cole Tucker, and the Pirates take a 1-0 lead in this game. And we hit the bottom of the first. Christian Yelich ties it up at one with a solo shot to right field. Christian Yelich starting to heat up a little bit. Time to get that batting average up a little bit, but a big one here to tie it up with a solo shot in the bottom of the first inning.
It's been a theme for Brubaker, and there's a fly ball. Hit back into deep right field. There it goes. Haynes magic underway at Miller Park.
How about that? Way to go, Andy. I tell you what, a guy that's been grinding, Andy Haynes, the Brewers hitting coach. I mean, the extra work. Do you see where that ball landed?
Again, that call courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin as Christian Yelich hits the solo shot. That would tie things up in the bottom of the first. So again, the Brewers' problem all season has been falling behind in games. And luckily, you tie this thing up in the first. And then the Brewers actually take the lead in the bottom of the second with a bases loaded walk. So you get a 2-1 lead early in this one.
Brubaker loads up again. And the 3-2. And a run is in as Urias works a walk. 2-1 Brewers, they remain loaded for Mr. Yelich.
And again, this game goes back and forth, kind of a wild game as we try to recap everything that just went down. In my head is spinning after what we just saw as Eric Sogard ends up being the hero. So the Brewers have the lead, bottom of the second, bases loaded walk. Then we go to the top of the third. The Pirates tie it up with a Jacob Stallings RBI double. Pittsburgh then takes the lead in the fifth with a Kevin Newman sacrifice fly to center. Josh Bell, who's one of the better hitters. You know, when you look at this Pirates roster, not a whole lot of household names, but Josh Bell, if he's playing anywhere else in Major League Baseball, is probably a household name by now. He hits a solo shot, makes it 4-2, and you're thinking, here we go all over again. Orlando Arcia has been huge this season, and I can't believe that I'm saying that, but his production at the plate has been solid this season, and he pulls the Brewers within one with a solo shot in the bottom of the seventh inning. Orlando Arcia with the homer.
Throws a little of everything. There's a drive off the bat of Arcia in the left center field, and that is gone. A home run solo shot. Orlando Arcia as the Brewers pull to within a run.
Brewers end up taking the lead then is Avi Garcia. He gives the Brewers the lead with a 2-RBI double, and I was a little bit worried as he just hit the bag the wrong way. It looked like he had, I don't know if he turned his ankle. We're going to have Adam McKelvey on the show, Brewers.com, MLB.com, and we'll get the latest on that. But a big hit for him to give the Brewers the lead, and we're thinking good things are coming as Josh Hader starts warming up in the bullpen.
And hit sharply. Fair ball down the line. Here comes Yelich around to score. Here a take of the turn. He's coming home, and he is in there. And the Brewers take the lead in the eighth as
So the Brewers take the lead right there. Josh Hader in the bullpen. Now, Josh Hader hasn't allowed a run all season. 7 saves on the year. He hasn't allowed a hit all season. And so you're thinking, this one's a wrap. Josh Hader comes in and he struggles. He can't find his control. Walks 5. And I want to know if you guys were about to fault Craig Counsell there for leaving Josh Hader in. You got Devin Williams in the bullpen. See, I like leaving Hader in. I mean, he hasn't allowed a hit all season. In my opinion, he's the best closer in all of baseball. I like leaving him in there to work himself out of that situation. And you're not using him a whole lot. You don't have a lead a whole lot. He's become a traditional closer. I had no problem leaving him in that ballgame. But he can't find any control. Nights like that happen. And he heads to the dugout. And Devin Williams comes in that game. You're thinking it's over. Eric Sogard steps up to the dish. And here's the end result.
2-1 pitch, and there's a fly ball hit back into right field. It's deep. It is gone! And the Brewers win it! Eric Sogard walks it off!
Eric Sogard homers to right field. Jace Peterson scores, and the Brewers pick up the 7-6 win. Devin Williams ends up picking up the win on the mound. He's 1-1 this season. But we'll get to your phone calls here. 414-799-1250 is just a wild night. A walk-off homer in the ninth inning. For Eric Sogard, that's his first career walk-off. And he does it tonight against the Pirates. 414-799-1250. We'll start in the Falls with John. John, your thoughts after that game, man. Just wild stuff we just saw right there.
All I got to say is thank you, Eric Sogard.
I know.
And I hate to be Mr. Negative after this great win, but I was super worried, wondering why Nottingham is sitting on one knee behind the plate with two runners on base. Then they move to scoring position, and he's still taking a knee.
Yeah, I have no idea. And it looked like him and
not get it.
Right, and him and Hader were clearly not on the same page either. So
I don't know about you, but I can't blame Hader either. I would not have trust in my catcher sitting on a knee. If Manny was back there, I don't think that would have happened. But anyway, we got the win.
I know.
Go Brewers.
I know. I'm with you, man. I'm like rattled right now. Thanks for the phone call. 414-799-1250. I began to walk out of the room. I come back in and Austin's celebrating, and Eric Sogard with the walk-off gives the Brewers the victory. And I still can't believe what I just saw. I don't blame Hader either. Clearly not on the same page right there. But with Hader, I think he'll bounce back. I think in the next outing, he'll be just fine. With Nottingham, I don't know what was going on. They weren't on the same page. I'm shocked. I really am at what we just saw right there. And of all people to hit the walk-off shot, it's Eric Sogard, who I've been a big fan of and continue to be a big fan of. But if you go to our social media page, I know all of you don't always agree. Tim's in Racine. Tim, your thoughts, man, on that crazy win for the Brewers.
How could you not be a fan of a guy that's soaking wet, maybe 150 pounds, dude?
I know, man. He makes me feel like I could be a professional athlete. We got about the same build.
That's the sweet part of it, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, you put the Superman cape on with that guy.
I can't believe what we just saw, man. What's up, Tim?
No, anyways, I get frustrated. I know everybody's like, hey, you're not on the same page, this, that, and blah, blah, blah. I can understand that and all that. That's great. But if you're not throwing strikes, you're not throwing strikes. But what gets me the most is that you let that guy walk five batters, okay?
Yeah.
And to me, I'm a stickler when it comes to the closer, okay? I always have been and I always will be. You're not changing my mind. You can say, if it's not his night, you can't let your closer walk two, three. I would have said, okay, if he walks two, and it will let him do the third, but if he walks a third, then you got to switch right away. Mm-hmm. That's just me. I mean, that's just me. Now, am I wrong for that?
No, I don't think so, and especially when you do have Williams
and
available.
I know you guys got the Nottingham thing going on here, okay? Or you could say, hey, he's the other guy. Or, well, you could with you can flip this a lot of ways, but
right.
It don't matter. If you're not throwing strikes, you're not throwing strikes, right? Am I wrong on that? Or
no, I mean, you're right. I mean, he was wild. I mean, he was not throwing strikes. His control was all over the place, and you have Devin Williams available who's been lights out all season long. But with Josh Hader, I mean, we complain all the time about not using him enough. I know some people don't like him in the traditional closer role, but with Corey Knable, not being Corey Knable that he was a couple years back, I mean, that's kind of the role that he has right now. So I feel like if that's anybody else, Craig Counsell pulls the plug, you know, if he walks two. But with Hader, I think that he has trust in Hader, and I think rightfully so. The guy hasn't given up a hit all year. But, yeah, it was clear right on, man, that he did not have control.
I really respect your guys' opinions. I mean, I really do because you guys see it every day. You watch it every day, and right. I'm not no professional.
No, I mean, you're right, though, Tim. Usually a guy throws, I mean, for you, he walked five. Your closer walked five.
Mean,
he walked in the
time
run, the winning, you know, what could have been the winning run right there.
Yeah, and how many managers will give that much slack?
Not a whole lot.
Not many. I bet you Tony La Russa would have pulled that plug after two. I know he would have.
Probably, Tim. Tim, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah,
you enjoy your Saturday night,
guys,
man.
Too, man.
Love you, Tim. 414-799-1250. All right, we're going to catch our breath. We'll go inside the box score. We'll go inside the clubhouse. We'll hear from Craig Counsell, and I'm sure he'll be asked about leaving Josh Hader in that game. But right now, I mean, I just want to celebrate this one. We'll take a breath. We'll come back, and we'll recap this one. It is the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Ryan Horvath filling in for Tim Allen tonight.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time to dive into the box score for today's game on The Fan. Brought to you by the Laborers International Union Local 113. Feel the power. On the web at liuna113.org.
Tim Allen, much needed night off. Much deserved night off, I should say. I'm sure he's celebrating this victory, though, as the Brewers come away with a 7-6 win. Eric Sogard with a walk-off homer for the crew. They're now 15-17 on the season, two games below 500. Pirates dropped to 9-21 with the loss. Wasn't looking good there for a while. A wild game, but the Brewers do come away with the victory as we go inside the box score. Eric Sogard ends up being the hero. Devin Williams picks up the win on the mound. 2-1 on the season. No earned runs, no strikeouts, no walks. Comes in for Josh Hader, who almost had a blown save right there. Still hasn't allowed a hit this season, but walked 5 in the 9th. Has struggled with some control issues. As far as the pitching line, Brett Anderson tonight goes 5 innings, struggled as well, gave up 9 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 3 strikeouts, threw 85 pitches tonight, 54 for strikes, his ERA now a little bit over 4. Freddie Peralta with a clean inning, struck out 1, threw 16 pitches, 9 of them for strikes for Freddie, who had a pretty solid inning. Eric Yardley also came in, threw an inning, gave up just 1 hit, walked 2. Through 20 pitches, 10 of those for strikes. Alex Claudio got an inning as well. Walked 1 through 10 pitches, 5 of those for strikes. Josh Hader, though, the story tonight, records just 1 out. Gave up 2 runs, both earned. 5 walks. Did strike out 1, but he threw 32 pitches tonight, Josh Hader did. 9 of them only for strikes. Any concerns with Josh Hader? Would you guys have kept him in that ballgame? 414-799-1250. Devin Williams comes in, picks up the final 2 outs of the game, throws 11 pitches, 6 of those for strikes, and his ERA right now under 1 is Devin Williams continues to be lights out. Good stuff from Devin Williams again. Tonight, Brewers pick up the win, 7-6, again, walk-off fashion. Taking a look inside the box score, Christian Yelich tonight, 2-for-4, scores 2 runs. The RBI on the solo shot did strike out once. His batting average now at .202, his on-base percentage at .326, his slugging at .486. So Yelich, we're looking for him to break out of this slump and just kind of stay consistent here, but does have the solo shot, tie the ball game up early, and goes 2-for-4 on the night. Keston Hira, he goes hitless tonight, 0-for-3, does score a run, struck out twice, his batting average now at .226. On base percentage, .297. Keston Hira with a .411 slugging percentage. Justin Smoke tonight goes hitless, 0-for-2. Did walk once. Jed Jerko comes in for a pinch hitting situation. And I want to see more Jed Jerko, to be quite honest with you guys. But he does strike out in his only at-bat. But he's hitting .231 this season, .318 on base percentage. But you got to like that power in the lineup. Omar Navarez tonight, 0-for-3. Strikes out twice. Almost wish, though, and he's hitting .162 right now. Almost wish he was in the game there in the ninth inning. There was just some communication. It looked like some communication issues with Josh Hader and with Jacob Nottingham at the end of the game there. But Hader just struggling tonight. Ryan Braun was scratched. He was supposed to get the start tonight. Was scratched last minute with some lower back tightness. So we're going to find out more about that when we talk with Adam McKelvey. Also, when we go inside the clubhouse, hope to hear a little bit more about that with Craig Counsell, as he's scratched from the lineup, does pinch hit late in the game, 0-for-1 night for Ryan Braun, but I don't know if he was just feeling a little bit better as the night went on, or if he just had one good at-bat, but the lower back tightness for Brawny, as we're hoping he'll be fully healthy and ready to go for tomorrow and Monday as well. Ben Gamel tonight, 1-for-3. He's batting just .195 now. Avi Garcia, 2 RBI, has the big hit in a pinch-hitting situation. Ends up kind of being the hero. There were a couple heroes in this game, but Avi Garcia with the 2 RBI comes up big. And then Orlando Arcia continues to hit the ball well this season. He's batting .266 now. .348 on-base percentage, .392 slugging percentage for Orlando Arcia, who we've been saying the shortstop of the future for how long now, but he's been solid at the plate. 2-for-4 again tonight with the big hit. He's now batting .266. Eric Sogard, 1-for-4, but the 2 RBI on the walk-off homer, and that's his first homer of the season, wins the game for the Brewers. So Yelich hits number 8 tonight, Avi Garcia hits number 2, and then Sogard hits his first of the season. He's got 5 RBIs now on the year, but the Brewers pick up the victory thanks to Eric Sogard, who was the unlikely hero tonight. The crew now 2 games below .500, 15-17 this season, with the 7-6 win over the Pirates, who are now 9-21. We'll go inside the clubhouse. We will hear from Craig Counsell. We'll hear from Christian Yelich, who's just wrapping up his media conference call. And we'll also give you guys the Are You Kidding Me moment, the turning point of the game, all that fun stuff coming up here on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Ryan Horvath in for Tim Allen tonight here on The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time for the Gene Wagner Plumbing Are You Kidding Me moment of the game on The Fan. Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
The Brewers do pick up the victory 7-6 tonight in walk-off fashion as Eric Sogard homers the right field 380 feet. Peterson scores and the Brewers pick up the win 7-6. Now two games below 500 this season, 15-17 on the year. Cubs and the Reds tied up right now. Cubs took game one as we take a look at what's going around the division. Cardinals with a loss today, so could end up being a pretty solid night for the Brewers with the loss to Pirates. 9-21. Unfortunately, a couple of those victories came against the Brewers last weekend. This is a get-right series. I said it all week long for the Brewers. You need to sweep the Pirates. At least got to take 3 out of 4. And there were a lot of are-you-kidding-me moments tonight as the Pirates strike first, and you think, here we go again, as the Brewers fail to get on the board first. And after last night's offensive explosion, kind of offensive explosion, the home runs were nice. You're thinking, here we go again, as Josh Bell hits a sacrifice fly to right in the first inning. But then Christian Yelich answers immediately in the bottom half with a 460-foot homer to right field to tie things up at 1. And then the Brewers and the Pirates go back and forth. Avi Garcia in the bottom of the 8th doubles to 3rd. Keston Harris scores. Christian Yelich scores. The Brewers take a 5-4 lead with Josh Hader coming in the game. Josh Hader, who has yet to allow a hit this season, who's yet to allow, up to this point, a run this season, allows 2 tonight and walks 5. And it's still just crazy to me the way that that game ends. As you think, first blown save of the year for Hader, the control issues, what's going on? 5 walks, throws only 9 strikes out of 32 pitches, 9 strikes for Josh Hader tonight. Gives up the 2 earned runs, 5 walks. But then Eric Sogard homers to right, 380 feet. Peterson scores, and the Brewers do pick up the 7-6 victory. And that, for us, that's the are you kidding me moment, is the Eric Sogard walk-off winner. And if you missed it, here you go again, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
2-1 pitch, and there's a fly ball hit back into right field. It's deep. It is gone!
First homer of the season, and that's a great fashion to do it right there. Eric Sogard after the game with Sophia, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Eric, can you hear me?
Yes, I got you.
Okay. Well, your first career walk-off, but take me through that at-bat. Nothing but fastballs. Is that what you were expecting in the at-bat there?
Yeah, he was struggling with his command there. You know, hoping he'd keep throwing the heaters, and he was able to get one to drive, and felt good to finally get one out of here for sure.
Eric, what can you say about just how back and forth this game went over the last couple of innings? I mean, Josh Hader has been lights out. To see him uncharacteristically have those 5 walks, and then for you guys to come back and pick him up right away.
Yeah, you won't see that again from Hader. It was a one-time thing, that's for sure. But, you know, this team will continue to fight as we did this whole game. We were down, continued to fight, got back in it, and we were able to get a job done in the end. So.
Oh, yeah, careful, careful.
We still got to celebrate the walk-offs, Eric.
That's right.
Even in this odd season.
Oh, love it. Appreciate it.
For this team, though, Eric, the 11th come-from-behind win, where does that fight come from you guys at this point in the season?
You know, we know that's a big part of our team, to always have that fight if there's outs left in the game. And we know we haven't played our best this first half, but you know, we'll continue to fight. You know, I think things are going to start rolling for us and, you know, finish out this last month strong. So, all good.
Ryan Braun told us yesterday in the hitters meeting you just wanted to flip the calendar to September. How about these last 2 games? Does it feel like September?
Yeah, we had a meeting yesterday, and, you know, sure enough, you know, flip the switch like that. So if we can continue to do that, you know, we're going to be in a good spot.
All right, Eric, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations, your first career walk-off.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Again, that's Eric Sogard with Sophia after the game, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. And you heard it right there. 11 come-from-behind victories for the Brewers this season as they continue to find ways to come back and win ballgames. It'd be nice, though, just to take an early lead, similar to last night, hit a bunch of home runs, and then not even have to use Josh Hader. But tonight he struggles, walks five, really struggles to throw strikes, 32 pitches. Craig Counsell leaves him in that ballgame to try to figure it out. Just never happens. He throws nine strikes. They pull the plug. Devin Williams comes in, goes, gets the final two outs for the Brewers. And then Eric Sogard plays hero. Hits his first homer of the season. It's a walk-off shot. A little bit of a disaster in the celebration in the COVID-19 era where you hit a walk-off home run and you can't mob your teammate anymore. Not as fun, but still feels good as a fan to pick up that win, especially on a Saturday night. You're watching that ball game. You think it's a wrap with Josh Hader coming into the game. Pirates played a couple runs without even getting a hit, and you think, what a disgusting way to lose a ball game. But instead, you get the 11th comeback win of the season for the Brewers. Still two games below 500 as you look around the NL Central, though. Do you think this team has a shot? Expanded postseason this year. You don't have to win the division, so you don't really necessarily have to watch what the Cubs are doing. You just have to stay pace with the Cardinals, who have played about 50 less games than everybody still to this point due to their COVID-19 outbreak. You really, with the expanded postseason, just kind of have to take care of business when you're playing teams like the Pirates. You know, I mean, the NL Central, it's kind of a bloodbath this year. The Reds haven't really lived up to expectations, especially when you go back to when it was supposed to be a 162-game season and Pecota had them projected to win the NL Central. They had the Cubs and the Cardinals right there. The Brewers didn't get a whole lot of love. But now you could take those projections and just throw them out of the window. Throw them in the trash because they don't really don't matter in a 60-game season. It's hard to predict what we're going to see because we've never seen anything like this. Main thing for the Brewers is going to be staying healthy down the stretch. Ryan Braun did have the lower back tightness, wasn't in the lineup, but one good sign is he does come and pinch hit late in that ballgame. So we'll try to find out what's going on right there. And hopefully everybody stays healthy. Hopefully Josh Hader gets it all figured out. In my opinion, that's just one bad outing. If it happens again, maybe there's an issue. But I think he'll be just fine. And I also think he'll be staying put as the Padres find themselves a closer today. So we got the trade deadline coming up on Monday as well. Why there's a trade deadline, why there's any trades that are going to take place in a 60-game season, I'm not quite sure. But I don't know if the Brewers are going to be buyers, if they're going to be sellers. I don't even think that they'll make a move. We'll talk with Adam McKelvey, though, when he joins us. Brewers.com, MLB.com. Take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go inside the clubhouse. We'll hear from Christian Yelich. We'll hear from Craig Counsell. All that fun stuff still to come here on The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on The Fan.
It is the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. No Tim Allen tonight as he'll be back with you guys tomorrow, but the Brewers do pick up a 7-6 victory, meaning they're 1-0. When I fill in for him, Ryan Horvath with you guys. You can give me a follow on Twitter, at Ryan Horvath, 414-799-1250. Tweet at the show, at 105.7 FM, The Fan, as the Brewers pick up the victory. 7-6, now 15-17 on the season. Eric Sogard, the MVP tonight. He plays hero, bailing out Josh Hader. Hits his first career walk-off home run, a two-run shot, after Hader walks five of the six batters in the top of the ninth that he faces. Sogard hits that shot off Richard Rodriguez. He's now 0-2 this season. No outs in the bottom of the inning. Jace Peterson was on first following a leadoff walk. Also, Jace Peterson with a hell of a catch. And if he doesn't make that grab, that diving grab there in the ninth, and the Pirates are able to plate a couple more runs, that could end up being an issue. But the Brewers leading 5-4. Josh Hader comes in the game in the ninth. You think it's a wrap. He walks Eric Gonzalez, strikes out Cole Tucker. Then he gives free passes to Kevin Newman, Josh Bell, Jacob Stallings, and Adam Frazier. His final nine pitches miss the strike zone. He's replaced by Devin Williams, who gets out of the inning, gets the final two outs, moves his record to 2-1. Hader entering tonight's game, though, 7-for-7 in save opportunities, and not allowed a run or a hit all season. Still hasn't allowed a hit all year. But he does walk in two runs tonight, and the Brewers, doesn't matter, do pick up the victory. Again, Brett Anderson, if you go all the way back, I feel like the first five innings were like 15 hours ago just with the way that that game ends. Brett Anderson gave up four runs, nine hits in five innings. Ryan Braun, another story of this game, scratched from the lineup. He had lower back tightness, so Jace Peterson took his place, and then Bronny pinch hit in the eighth inning. So we'll wait to see. Hopefully just a little bit of tightness. Hopefully they're just a precaution tonight. Up next for the Brewers, they'll look for their third straight victory. Look to get a game below 500 at 16-17. They're going to give the ball to Brandon Woodruff. Woody 2-2 this season, 3.19 ERA, game three of the four-game series. For Woodruff, he's expecting his first child with his wife, and she's due September 4th, so hopefully when he takes the mound tomorrow, he doesn't get a call in the third or fourth inning because the Brewers do need the victory. 7-6, 7-2-6, they pick up the win tonight, now 15-17 on the season. Craig Counsell after the game just a few short minutes ago talking about that Brewers victory.
Hey, Craig. We were talking with Ian pregame today about sticking with Eric and whether, you know, whether you should go with Jed after a big night, and you told us why you did it. And so it's only fair to say you did it and it paid off. I mean, and he seemed pretty thankful that you did. And Eric just told us he wouldn't have been surprised if you wouldn't have played, if you would have played Jed. So you must feel good about that decision.
Well, I feel good for Eric is what I feel good for. I mean, he's been scuffling, you know, I mean, he, you know, there was, I thought there was a little light in the game against Sonny Gray that, with two balls that he pulled in the air, that he just hadn't been doing. And that always portends good things for Eric's swing and what's going on. So, yeah, I mean, and then like he got a ball and a good count and, put a great swing on it.
Craig, what do you think happened with Hader besides just lost the strike zone?
Yeah, I think that's what happened. I mean, I think it's out of character. You know, he got out of whack a little bit mechanically. He's generally able to fix himself. He's always able to fix himself. It's a real strong trait that he has, I think. He has been a good strike thrower. And so I trust him to fix it. Cause he always does. And he just tonight, for some reason, he just couldn't.
How difficult was it to keep that trust when he walks the fourth guy on four pitches?
That there was a decision point there and, but I'm never going to regret leaving Josh in the game. You know, that's not going to change. It's just not going to change.
Kind of poetic justice in a way, the way that back end of the bullpen, particularly Hader's, carried the team so much this year that the one time he falters, the lineup kind of picks him up there.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Those guys have been automatic. Josh has been just so money. He's picked us up, and tonight was the night we picked him up.
Craig, the roller coaster actually started in the eighth when Avisail gets the two-run hit. You know, all of a sudden it swings, and then it swings back. I mean, sometimes I think roller coaster is a little trite phrase we use too much, but geez Louise, how about just the way it swung those last few at-bats?
Yeah, we started out the eighth great. You know, we had the guys we wanted up there. You know, we got Jed and Ryan and Avi up there. So it feels really good, but we get down, I think Avi got down 0-2 actually. And he just, you know, he put a ball in play and put it in the right spot. So, you know, credit to those guys getting on base. You know, Christian had a nice at bat, great swing, to double to lead off that inning. So, we had some good offense tonight. I thought we did some good things.
Craig, what did Avi do on that play where the trainer went out?
Yeah, he twisted his ankle last night coming around third. I think on Mark's double. And then he just kind of turned his ankle again around first base tonight. So he's tweaked it twice now. And so we're going to have to, we'll just take a look and see how he is tomorrow.
Craig, I know you love what Devin has done, but for him to come in that spot and limit damage, and then also the catch that Jace made to end the inning, I mean, how big was that?
Well, I'm glad you brought that one up because the catch to end the inning obviously gives us a chance. Great play to end the inning that that does. It gives you some hope, right? It's that's two more runs for sure. That ball falls. So that was a wonderful play. He fell behind the first guy 3-0 and then made some good pitches. Those are really tough situations to come. I mean, you can't say anymore the air's come out of the stadium because there's no air in the stadium. But when you come in a situation like that, when you've just lost the lead in the ninth inning, it's easy to kind of be let down a little bit. But him keeping us close obviously allows us to come back.
What does it say for this team's kind of like moxie, fortitude, whatever? I mean, you think it's 11 comeback wins, even as much as y'all have struggled at the plate all season long, to be able to find ways to win some of these games in the late innings like this?
Well, that's the bottom line. It's about winning games, and nobody evaluates it how you do afterwards. You just win games. And, it's looked a little different for us at times this year, but you come back from a game, you win a game like that, and you feel like you've done your job the first 2 days, and you're kind of in the thick of things.
Right. That was our first COVID walk-off. How does it feel? No fans cheering. The players were afraid to Christian said they weren't sure what they could get away with. How did that feel?
Well, it was, I don't know. I mean, I hope, I guess I'm not supposed to say that, but I mean, I think this is a win worth celebrating. I think I'll just leave it at that.
Good stuff from Craig Counsell right there. Good stuff from the Brewers towards the end of the game. A little rocky, but they do pick up the victory. 7-6, now 15-17 on the season. And tomorrow they hand the ball to Brandon Woodruff, looking for their third straight victory and another win over the Pirates. 414-799-1250 if you guys do want to pop on. Here on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, we're going to have to reconnect with Adam McKelvey come Monday morning, bright and early, 7 a.m. on the Bart Winkler morning show, as he has to get his game wrap all finished up after a wild one. And you heard Craig Counsell talking about a walk-off celebration here in the world of COVID-19. Everything a little bit different, including covering the team when you have to write your game wrap in about 25 minutes and leave the press box. So if we don't hear from Adam, we will Monday morning. We will hear from Christian Yelich. Hits his eighth homer of the season, a solo shot to tie the game early at 1 in the bottom of the first inning. We'll hear from Christian Yelich. We'll go inside the clubhouse. Again, if you guys want to pop on, 414-799-1250 here on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Ryan Horvath in for Tim Allen.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time for the current electric spark of the game during today's game on The Fan. Go to callcurrent.com for your superhero electricians.
Yeah, the Brewers pick up the victory 7-6. Ryan Horvath here on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, filling in for Tim Allen, who will be back with you guys tomorrow, hopefully after another Brewers victory. Brandon Woodruff going to be handed the ball. And the Brewers will go for their third straight victory. The spark of the game, we'll go with Avi Garcia here. Does put the Brewers up 5-4. Now, they end up blowing that lead with Josh Hader walking 5 in the top of the ninth, including giving up the, at that time, leading run. Walks in the tying run, and then the Pirates end up taking the lead before Eric Sogard hits the walk-off shot, the two-run shot, his first walk-off of his career, first homer of the season to give the Brewers the win. But Avi Garcia gives them a spark, and it looked like he was going to give them the victory there. Gives them a 5-4 lead with a 2-RBI double here late in the ballgame.
And hit sharply. Fair ball down the line. Here comes Yelich around to score. Here, taking the turn. He's coming home, and he is in there. And the Brewers take the lead in the eighth as Avi Garcia shoots one down the line.
Now, again, after that, Hader comes in, walks 5 of the 6 batters he'd face in the top half of the ninth. But then Eric Sogard plays hero with a walk-off shot off Richard Rodriguez, no outs in the bottom of the inning, scoring Jace Peterson in the process, and the Brewers now 15-17 this season after they pick up the 7-6 victory tonight. Wasn't looking good for a while, but they end up picking up the win. Christian Yelich also hits a 460-foot homer. Orlando Arcia homers in that ballgame as well. But Christian Yelich, talking after the game a little bit, as he does hit the solo shot, picks up two hits tonight as he looks to raise that batting average a little bit and get back on track.
Christian, as far as crazy ass finishes go, where does that one rank?
Yeah, it's up there for sure. I don't know if it's the craziest one I've ever seen, but it's definitely pretty crazy. I feel like you kind of have some feeling something good was going to happen when Jace made that sliding catch out there in right field and prevented a bunch more from scoring. Just had a good feeling going into the bottom of the ninth that somehow we're going to be able to pull that one out.
How good did you feel for Sogie? I know lots of guys are scuffling, but he's one of them. And, you know, just what a time to hit your first homer of the season, right?
Yeah, it was a great time. No doubter off the bat. I think we all in the dugout all knew it was gone. And super happy for him. You know, great guy, stays positive every day, works hard. And that was a big one for us for sure.
Christian, how weird was the celebration? We've all wondered what a walk-off would look like in 2020.
Yes, we tried to, like, I don't know, be good and follow the rules, but it was an exciting time. So we may have messed up a few times, but it is what it is. What are you going to do? You know, it was a big win for us. And, you know, I guess that's what your COVID walk-off celebration is going to look like this year.
Christian, it goes without saying Josh is one of the greatest relievers in the game today. And I mean, it's so uncharacteristic for that to happen. That's what you call picking a guy up, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he's picked us up, I don't know, countless times. You guys would probably know. I mean, he's been there for us for the last few years, just shutting the door, pretty much automatic. So baseball's a weird game, man. It happens to everybody. Just one of those fluke things. He's definitely never lost his command like that before. And D. Willie comes in and picks him up, gets those last two outs, and so he gets that homer. And feels good to be able to pick him up one time since he saved us so many times.
Ryan was talking about a hitter's meeting y'all had yesterday. Y'all have been swinging the bats pretty well these last couple nights. Just what was said and what's kind of at least temporarily turned things around for y'all?
We'll keep that in there. But, yeah, we're just still grinding. And, you know, obviously we haven't been good so far. So, you know, I think we know we're capable of doing more, and we still got half the year to play. So that's why I just keep fighting.
Christian, I know you and Andy work every day, but, you know, you were out there again today working long and hard. Are you guys, like, scratching the surface on something? You got some pretty good swings tonight.
Yeah, just working on a few things, seeing if we can – I mean, obviously I've sucked so far, so just trying to get something to go off of and get back to being good at baseball again, which would be really nice. So, I mean, I've been working on that on the daily, and, you know, thought we made some progress today and just got to keep after it.
So that's Christian Yelich as the Brewers do pick up the 7-6 victory in walk-off fashion. Eric Sogard with a two-run shot bails out Josh Hader, who walks five, and that could have been the story of the game. Instead, it's Eric Sogard with his first career walk-off. And a great way to end a game on a Saturday night. The Brewers now 15-17 on the season. The Pirates are a mess. They're 9-21. Up next tomorrow, Brandon Woodruff gets the ball. He's 2-2 this season with a 3.19 ERA. Game three of the four games set. Really weird that game four will be on a Monday. But Brandon Woodruff looking to get it done tomorrow. The Brewers looking to move within one game of 500. Pick up win number 16. That'll do it for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Ryan Horvat, as Tim Allen will be back with you guys tomorrow. Again, the Brewers with a 7-6 win at Miller Park over Pittsburgh. Tim Allen back tomorrow as the Brewers go for another victory. That'll do it for us on a Saturday night. Everybody out there, stay safe and have a good evening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.